No, no one else is here. All right, I'm opening the meeting at 5:08. All right, so we had some minutes from January that we need, January and February that we need to approve. I saw no problems with the ones. Like I told Christina, I made a few corrections on the 2:11 one, but she just read them and I don't think she had a problem with them. Did you get to read them?
Yep.
All right. I'll make a motion.
I left them in the car. I forgot them. But
that's fine. I'll make a motion to approve all the minutes for January and February.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So, baseball check-in. We only have enough for a T-ball team. We have 9 kids for T-ball. And I'm not... Well, no, that was 9, 10, 11. Because I think 11 or 12. Because a couple have reached out via email. After the fact, after sign up, like after the thing was closed and it was T-ball, I was like, absolutely, you can still sign up. So.
And I do know of another parent, unsure if they've signed their kid up, but sent me a message yesterday about it.
Okay.
Arlo.
No. Okay. No. I have not gotten an email from them.
They do want to play. What should I have them do?
Email. Are they doing, it would be T-ball?
T-ball.
Just have them email the sports committee and okay. I will add them to the list because I now have created an Excel sheet and put the people on that have reached out after the sign-ups closed.
Okay.
So for T-ball, we can continue to take players. It's not...
It's T-ball.
It's T-ball. It's just like next year, I think, I'm really going to rethink the stack sports thing because if we don't have enough players, it's not worth our time. Because first of all, stack sports... So you said...
basketball too.
We don't have to do it with basketball.
We don't have to do it with, I mean, other than baseball.
Other than baseball. And technically, we don't even need to do it for T-ball or coach pitch. We only have to do it for the minor league and major league stuff.
Anything under the little league umbrella.
Yeah, so the coach pitch and the T-ball, we don't need it for. And so I feel, depending on how next year's feels come out, we'll just do our normal sign-ups for it. If we have people that won't reach out and want to do minors or majors, we can refer them to either High Park or Johnson. I've talked to both of them. They're more than willing to take our players.
That would really be the way to go. And then, I mean, if at any point in time Eden has enough kids,
then we'll readjust it.
Absolutely.
But so idea. With the stack sports, so I set the fee for $35. Okay. Families, if they use, it only gives you option to use a card, apparently, unless you use the coupon code and you bring a check or cashier. And so they get charged a $3 fee, and then to get it transferred into our bank account, we have a fee. So we actually, on those registrations, ended up losing money because I had to refund the $35 that they were charged.
Ugh.
So, yeah. So, Melissa and I have talked about it, and we think if we don't have enough to do the two that need stack sports, there's no need for us to be using stack sports. No. Because that hurt. Having to refund more money than what we made. But we have, I think, it'll be 12 or 13 kids for T-ball. With that being said, I started looking into getting T-shirts made, and Amazon actually has, 12 packs that you can design yourself. And when you did it to, when I did the math, it equaled out to a shirt was, $9.
Amazon does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
about to. So I was thinking we would... If you guys were okay with that, I'll bring that to the select board. And I'm just trying to figure out how many shirts we need and sizes, so that's going to be the big thing. So I'm going to email the parents probably this weekend and just have them fill out this, form that we have that tells me what size and stuff they need. Because the Stack Sports doesn't have them ask any of that, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But for 12 of them... With our logo, I did the Eden Youth Sports logo, for 12 small was $100. And you divided that out, it was $8.89 or something a shirt. I thought that was kind of a steal. I don't know. Yeah. Other people feel about that.
$8 t-shirts personalized.
Yeah. I was like, I felt like.
Is this kids small?
Yes, this is youth sizes. I didn't figure. I don't think anyone's going to be larger than a youth size. And those kids were tiny for basketball.
I don't mind getting a price from Staples either. They've been really good to us for our business stuff lately.
Yeah. Yeah, this was just a quick price that I did. So I was going to look
they
more into it.
They also price match too, Staples does. So, I mean, even if I tell them $8.88 for kids.
Yeah. And I can give you this. This is what I did. I did blue. I didn't print out in the color, but. And then I had to change the logo, which I have it, to make it white. I had to do some stuff and make it white. So I do have that on my phone if you need that.
And we could just end up ordering 12 of, you know, probably like. We'll see what we need for sizes.
And that's where I'm like, because, like, yes, this is a 12 pack, but we can get a 6 pack, we can do one, we can mix and match, and it doesn't charge any extra to.
And is it just going to have our Eden logo on it?
Yeah, so it had.
So it can just be extra of that.
Yeah, this is what I did, was I just did Eden Eagles. I just took our logo and just did that. So that it didn't have basketball, it didn't have anything on it, so that we could use it for anything in the future if we had extra. And then, with it just being T-ball, I looked at non-stinky bases that don't need to be staked into the ground, because it's T-ball. They don't need the high-tech bases right now. So those are about $30. Like I said, this was just quick, rough estimates. I haven't done
We still got the tea.
Amazon.
So there.
These were from Amazon.
Non-spiked?
Yeah, they're non.
I thought we had bases, though.
See that in the minutes. I saw that we had a tea, helmets, and bats. The only thing is I need to go down and check to make sure the helmets aren't expired. Because the helmets expire. So I do need to go check that.
I think we have bases too, so it's probably a big difference in the distance.
Yeah.
For T-ball to
it
major
is.
League.
It
so
is.
Maybe
a huge
we can amount. Use those bases. Maybe that's what I see as those bases.
Yeah, I bet you probably see those bases. These bases are just cheap plastic. Well, they're not cheap, but they're heavy duty outside. Meant for T-ball and stuff.
I make
like
a motion that.
That
we order those bases.
Okay.
Approval from the select board.
Yeah, and then like I said, I'm just gonna go down and check the helmet situation, and make sure helmets and bats, and make sure that none of them are expired. Helmets. Once again, this is Amazon and roughly about $20 a helmet. If we need to buy a couple of them.
Any difference in color?
Yes, if we go with the blue, it's $27.
If we go with the blue. $27. Oh, wait. My motion's hanging, though, for the $30 Amazon purchase of the non-spiked bases.
Sure. Trevor seconds that. All in favor? Aye. We all have to say it.
Oh. If we already voted, we did.
No,
I probably should have made it all at the end, though,
for
all of these things.
That's okay. We can do it. We can make a motion for at the end, too.
Okay.
I didn't get any prices on bats because I'm really hoping the bats aren't expired. Those don't normally expire, but the helmets do, so hoping.
$27.
If we get the blue ones.
No.
I want ones that are cheap.
And we don't know how many helmets
just for
we
color.
Need.
I don't know if how many we have down there versus how many are expired yet. This weekend, I finally have a weekend off, so I was going to go down and investigate that and see so that I could figure that out before the next select board meeting on the 14th so that we had exact pricing for them.
We got some basketball stuff this weekend, but depending on what time we'll be there, if it can connect, we'll stop it.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, I just need to make sure these and the bats aren't expired.
Bats. We got no price on bats?
No, I didn't get a price on bats, but... When I just bought my niece's bat, it was like $30 for a T-ball bat. And it was $25 to $30 for my niece's bat. And I just bought. Once you get to softball, it's a little more expensive. because of. And then I didn't know if we had tee balls down there. I didn't know if you guys saw any. I didn't mention any baseballs or anything down there. So a bucket of 12 of them is about $60.
There was an inventory list. Yeah. Hannah and I both made one, actually.
I haven't ever seen it. Mm-hmm. So, if we need balls, they're a 12 pack is $60. I figured maybe if we get a 12 pack and a 6 count, just so in case, like, some get lost or, yeah, I think I looked up a 6 count cost.
And if it's looking good this year, it's probably going to happen next year, so.
Yeah.
A couple of the kids will be in it.
Forgive me, brain skipped on. You were just talking about the balls and how much they were, because I was
trying to
pull my inventory list.
The 12 count for a bucket is $60. A 6 count is about half of that.
Six count, half of it.
Yeah. $30 for baseballs. It's like a 100.
This is a 12 count bucket of tee balls, 60. And 6 count is half. Like, really? You don't say, Christina. No kidding.
So that's where we're at shirt wise and supplies wise. Like I said, I just need to verify what we have so then I can get a.
Let me see if I can find that inventory list.
Yeah. I will warn you, I'm starting my own softball season next week, so I will be busy for the next 2 months.
You guys aren't in the gym right now?
Oh, we will. No, I can't start practice until next week. VPA, I was supposed to start this week, but VPA moved me back a week.
Why? So,
this is VPA. Don't even get me started on that.
The boys are calling, right?
No, it's only pitchers and catchers that can go right now. And then it's very specific on what you can do. You can't really coach them. You can't really do much with them either. Like, previously you could take your pitchers and catchers and you could work on, like, okay, if you get the ball, like, how to field it and stuff. No, you can't do that anymore. It's just strictly pitching and catching. Thank you, EPA.
Not much point in that. Except for warming up.
Well, if you pitch and catch, it's fine, because then you can, like, they'll work with you on that, but otherwise it's no point.
Right.
Found it.
As you say, I have not ever gotten a list of inventory.
Because we went through the soccer stuff.
Soccer stuff, okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think I did put random things on here, too. Like cones that we have, paint, white paint, blue paint, whistle, hammers, measuring wheel, stripe machine. I just have like soccer balls on here.
Okay. That's all right. I'll go down and I'll bring my notebook and I can make a list so that we can keep an inventory so we're not always having to run down there.
This is a good inventory for soccer.
Yeah, perfect. Because
Like how many purple, blue, yellow pennies perfect. We have, the shorts that we had.
Perfect.
Sizes, how many.
Perfect.
And this was all from July of 25.
So. Perfect. So yeah, so we'll go through, I'll go through, make a list for baseball stuff, and then basketball stuff. Plus, I have all the uniforms are still here. I need to go through those.
Do you have Olivia and Evelyn Oldham's, like, soccer, not maybe Evelyn didn't play, I think, but Olivia Oldham's soccer certificate?
I didn't have her that she wasn't. I didn't.
Was it Evelyn? Not Olivia then? Do you have any leftover soccer certificates?
Soccer certificates?
Yeah.
No, I do not have soccer certificates left. The ones that were left, I handed out during basketball season.
Okay.
And then I do have 3 basketball ones left as well. But I haven't seen any of those parents to give them the stuff, so. I should see one of them starting next week. Because I have our older one in softball.
12 count bucket of T-balls, 60. Oh, good. The plaque, too, right?
You what?
The plaque, too, to go?
Yes. Good. It's all right back behind my desk.
That's where I was left off with this baseball supply stuff. 12 count bucket of T-balls, $60.
And then 30 for 6.
I will put half is half on here if you want.
It doesn't matter. You can put half. That's fine. I don't care.
I just felt silly writing out, and 6 is half.
So, I think we'll probably definitely need to order at least, if they are, some T-balls, probably more than likely. I don't know. We'll see. Because sometimes if they sit too long, the strings and stuff start to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll order the bases and the shirts, which we'll get a couple different pricing on the shirts and we'll see which one's better. And I like that the T-balls came with a bucket, so we aren't going to have to be chasing them around. We have the T. Did you make sure that the T adjusted? And then, because there are some small
things. Boy, no. Okay, so
we'll double check that too, just because there are some tiny ones on that team. There's some little tiny ones.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Nick adjust this. So okay. I think it did.
Okay. I just want to, like, because there are some that don't adjust. Yep.
The catcher's gear.
That'd be our luck.
We won't need catcher's gear, right. So T, we won't matter.
What are we talking about?
The T height.
Oh, the yeah.
The
T height.
Because there are some really tiny little ones on that team that have signed up. Because there's some kindergartners on there. So, I think that's everything that we really need for T-ball.
Need a motion to put it in?
Yeah, well, we need a motion. Yeah, I think we'll need a motion to figure out, like, that we're all okay with getting these items if need be.
I make a motion that we get these items.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So, like I said, on Saturday, because we kind of did baseball check-in and baseball supplies already together, I'll go down on Saturday. I'll text you guys. I don't really know what time I finally get to sleep in, so I'm sleeping in. We'll see how long my dog lets me sleep in, I should say. Plus, it's sugaring season, so we'll see where we're at with that, too. And then I'll make a time to go over there. But that is my plan, is Saturday to go over there to get that. And then we had one person reach out for her and her sister that want to coach. I don't see an issue with it as long as you guys are okay with having people co-coach.
I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm. Can I put their names in here?
Yeah, you can. It would be Emily Peavy and Taylor Fredericks.
How do we spell Fredericks?
I always mess it up, so. And we don't... If you know of anyone that wants to coach a coach pitch team, send them to Johnson's way. Johnson has reached out asking. I don't have anything. I did realize I am going to reach out to other towns to see if any of them have a T-ball team that want to kind of play games. I don't really know if you call it games when they all just go through the batting lineup and chase the ball. And
it's a lot of fun.
And most kids are doing cartwheels in the outfield. If you guys are okay with that, I'll reach out to like High Park, Cambridge, Johnson.
See if they
want to get together to play games.
Yeah.
What was the consensus on Emily and Taylor co-coaching?
I was fine with it.
Yep.
Yeah, agreed. Only applicants.
Only applicants, yep. So I'm fine with giving it to them, and I'll reach out to them and have them submit their chaperone forms to the school.
Okay.
And I'll kind of leave practices also up to them. Agreed. Because...
Agreed.
They're not going to need us
right.
to,
right.
like, they can do all of that. The only thing is once the snow melts, we will have to go set up the t-ball field. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to, it can be the grass field, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be in particular. Mm-hmm. When my niece plays, it's most of the time just in the middle of five fields, so it's fine. So whatever we want to do once we... look at the two fields and decide what we want to do. I don't have a way either way, problem either way. But yeah, I was just going to let them know that they could also create their own practice schedule. I will reach out and schedule the games just because it's easier to reach out to the other committees.
Yeah.
I know, back on this subject again, but what are we doing with that dirt down there?
I thought you wanted it.
I thought we were putting it...
I offered to help move it.
I thought we were putting it on a tarp and putting it over by the red building.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do remember that now. Yes, okay. So we got to get this spring, too.
Yes, we'll have to get a tarp and put it over there.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
We can order a tarp while we're doing this, too, if you guys are okay with that.
Yep.
How big of a tarp do you think we're going to need?
I'd say 100 footer.
Okay.
You know, roughly.
Okay.
100 by 20, 30.
Yeah.
Probably. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. I was like, probably 30.
I mean, if we can do half, it'll be great.
Great. We'll, and then we'll cover it too.
Or yeah, cover. Cover is great.
That would be nice.
Yeah. If we could cover it. Yeah. So.
Keeps the weeds out of it.
Mm-hmm. And keeps the kids from.
Yep.
Because
seeing that at the soccer stuff drives me nuts. And then at some point, once it's unfrozen into the ground, we will have to move that soccer stuff too. The goals and the...
All the broken ones?
Yeah. There's soccer goals that are still out there that we get to move.
Oh. Because when we put a stuff together, there was a bunch of parts and pieces up next to the...
Yeah, those have been there for years.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about the ones that are still in the middle of the field.
I haven't even seen it.
The ones that are still in the middle of the field. I did want to ask...
You definitely should move those.
Has anyone talked to Dylan about... or heard from Dylan about those benches? I know you had talked about reaching out to him. Or you and Dan had talked about reaching out to him again.
Well, I have my phone here. I can look up and see what the latest is with anything. Because I can't remember.
Because I didn't see anything in the EDU Sports email today.
Oh, okay. So let me see if I have any...
Because we probably should try to talk to him again on that.
I thought I sent him and Chris, hey, what's up?
I remember you saying you talked to him again and they reached back out.
Yeah.
But not much.
But where did it leave? Where did it land, Trevor? Where did it end up?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember. That's why I was just bringing it up, because I don't remember where it landed. And I just know we're getting close to when the kids are going to be over there, and
of course
we don't really want the kids hanging off of that.
Do we want the dirt on the left side near the road or the right side away from the road?
I put it away from the road, like back into those trees.
No, that was about
drugs. Like put it as far back as we can, so that it's not just standing out there. And then
okay, well, let's just send them in right now.
Okay. I just got to thinking about that is when you mentioned, when I was mentioning the soccer stuff and you mentioned the broken stuff, I was like, oh, those benches or bleachers or whatever you want to call those.
Well, if we redo the field and move the dirt and, we're going to have a tractor there or something to move it.
Yeah.
So we can pick those benches right up and get them going too.
Yeah.
They probably won't hold together.
Probably not. You'll probably lift them up and they'll probably snap.
I have a laptop right here.
Because those things have been there since I was a kid. And we're not talking about how long ago that was, because the last time I mentioned that, I got called old.
I'm older than you, Molly. We're not going to talk about it.
My brother's best friend's kid looked at me and goes, I wasn't even born yet. You're old. And I said, that's rude. That's rude. And he laughed. He goes, what are you going to do? Tell my dad? I said, yeah, I am. I'm going to tell your dad, who's older than me, that you called me old. He was like, that was rude. I did get prices on regular t-shirts too, but I think it was going to be cheaper to do the already made up ones for $8. I think that's all I have. Unless you guys have anything else that we need to talk about.
Any fundraising stuff? I know we talked about it earlier, but are we doing anything for the end of year fundraising for everything or no?
I don't have any update on anything other than Chris gave me 2 dates that were not available.
For fundraising? And I had some ideas. I don't know if it's a great one or not. And
let me get the notes.
What about, I don't know how else, but if we have enough money enough or whatever for renting a band and then having a bunch of people come out for Eden and yeah. Everything after is all Eden, so we could put it in the pocket. Instead of just getting the people that come to the school, we can get the ones that really want to spend their money.
I think that too.
And have fun.
I think that you were looking into a dance, weren't you? With
Andrew. I think you're talking about two different crowds.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to doing that. I'm not sure it would fall under the sports committee umbrella. Like, I don't know what the town could do in general, like the planning commission or something else. And maybe Eden Youth could, like, throw, you know, $25 to sponsor or something like that. And then it would be, like, Eden.
I think we'll have a lot bigger turnout.
Yeah, for sure.
And we used to
also
do Eden Day, so what?
Yeah, we also wouldn't be able to do it at the school either.
That was the historical society.
We wouldn't be able to do it at the school either. Like, I know that they used to have the dances there in the parking lot and stuff, so that we wouldn't be able to do that at the school. Well, I think the school rules in general just that are now.
Well, it was that, and there was, the last one was a rough one.
Yeah.
Was the real rough
but
one.
I do think it would be a great idea to utilize our beach.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we can talk, like, hey, 100%. If you're not camping here, I was thinking about it in depth. You got the party or the band, and then everyone coming down, which is a little bit limited on space.
I would love to see a community dance. I love that
and
idea.
And then everyone goes there, they freebies get in for, you know, half price or whatever.
I was going to say, Eden residents people. Get in for free, so.
But you could put a donation out there for Eden Sports.
Well, and we could sell, like, package. We could put out.
If it was an Eden community dance.
And whoever decided to not drive, we'll put it right out there. You do not have to drive. Sleep in your vehicle. You know, this is safer.
Yeah,
just pay $10 for the car lot. You know what the heck, right? That's a $5 donation both ways.
I don't know about the sleeping in the car thing.
Well, we're going for safety.
Be prepared. Yeah. Be prepared.
Be prepared and bring a DD.
Right. Yeah. Be a grown up. Be a responsible grown up.
And we do have a new beach manager this year.
We
actually just hired him last night because the two previous ones unfortunately could not come back.
They didn't want to come back.
Their life
changed
a little bit, and unfortunately, they couldn't make it work.
Are they helping out?
They're gonna help out when they can. If this new guy needs it, he's super
are they still
chill.
Camping down there?
No.
Well, who's it? Patty and Erica. Patty.
No.
For the new ones.
No, the old ones. It was Pam and Jonna.
Yeah.
I was not close.
No. But this guy is super chill. He was a Vermont resident. Has retired and now lives in Florida, but doesn't want to be in the Florida during summertime.
Smart.
So looking to come back up this way.
Where does he stay when he's up here? Well, now he's going to be at the campground.
he hasn't been back up here.
Oh, okay.
So he was looking for something to make his way back up here.
Nice.
And
oh, God, he's good.
So he's, and he seems really chill. Like, I don't think there's going to be too many issues. And from talking over the phone, it seems like he was going to fit in with the campers that are up there already. So
nice.
And his friends that still live around here are excited for him and want to come up and hang out with him up here.
I was just gonna say, where is around here for
Stowe.
Him? Stowe. So he is close.
Yeah. It was Stowe that he owned several businesses in.
So that works out really well for him.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how everything pans out with him, and then we can talk to him about doing that stuff, because I don't want to bombard him right now, because he's still getting this. Mm-hmm. We just gave him the job. Yesterday we just told me at it.
If there's help needed or anything, a little bit for the mowing on the side hills and stuff.
Yeah.
Michael loves doing that stuff.
Yeah.
So if there's any way or whatever you guys want or need, could use him, he would love to do it. He liked helping him out last year doing stuff. So just helping out. So
I'm gonna say,
help the guy that my name and everything. And,
yeah, I'll let him know. Yeah, he also has friends.
He requires a creamy or an ice cream sandwich or whatever.
I was gonna say he was super chill. He was like, yeah, I have a friend that lives right in Mooresville that's willing to come up and help me. And I was like, oh, sweet, you already have your own assistant? All right, I like you even more. Because that makes my job super easy. You already have someone, I don't have to do any of this.
Yeah.
Because trying to find an assistant is not fun. But yeah, and then I think the other thing is, if we could find somewhere to put a box or something to do a bottle drive. I can see if my brother can make one or something.
Put it right at the school on the corner or something.
Yeah, or
gable end or something
that. Yeah, I would say up here,
the
but
side
we're
of the gym.
The hope
when they're going into the gym.
We're hoping that we're breaking ground for the addition, so I'm not gonna say that, because our hope is that this summer the addition, they break ground for the addition. That is the plan. So, well, they used to have it out right by the, the sign, at the school. For when I was a kid, they used to have a bottle box right out by the sign, so we could try that.
Yeah,
I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I think we'd have to check in with the school.
Yeah, I think closer to the school would probably be better than out by this.
So. Well, I just don't
think
so
too.
Well, my thing is, I just don't think a lot of people are gonna
see it there.
But I wonder if we talk to one of the stores, if buy Snake and Apple or anything, because you got normally they do the horseshoe stuff in the summer behind the Snake and Apple.
They probably profit on that themselves.
well,
probably a lot of bottles there or cans.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind throwing it out there to see if they're, are they going to do horseshoes over there this summer?
I don't know, but they normally.
Are you saying put a box out there?
Put a box.
If they do, that would be nice, and I don't mind asking about that. If there's horseshoes going on, if there's going to be an event or something back here.
Yeah.
Put a box for bottles for the
sports committee. Yeah. I just think maybe at one of the stores, because I just think if it's back by the school, no one's going to see it really.
I get what you're saying, but I agree with you.
It should be close to a building. That's
and we could still maybe, if we put one in both places, because the parents who are bringing their kids through, it'll be in their heads of bottle drop off or whatever.
Yeah.
Bottle drive there, and then you're in friend's setting, and I could bring my bottles back. Oh, our school has the drop off there for the sports committee.
Yeah. Because I was maybe we could do a couple of places, or we could maybe one day set up in the school parking lot and just send the kids out and pick up the old people's bottles.
Mm-hmm.
That are probably sitting for months in people's.
I got bottles I can get rid of for sure.
I was going to say, I got one in the back of my truck right now. One bag. So I just thought maybe we could do something like that, is maybe set something up somewhere. And I can ask
Melissa, maybe somewhere up here, just so that, because we do have cameras, so like we can see things.
That would be the other thing that I would want.
Just a little 2x2 box that you can just, like trash cans, throw a bottle in.
Yeah, because maybe we can find something over here or something, next to the drop, like the gray drop box for the mail and stuff. So maybe we can do something like that. I'll ask her on Monday and see what she thinks. It doesn't have to be very big, just enough to get a couple of bags, and then we'll just have to. I know the place in North High Park takes them. I've never gone there. I don't know how it is.
Yeah, I heard. I haven't been there either.
I went. I don't really remember. I think it was fine. It wasn't out of the ordinary. It wasn't a memorable experience, so.
Well, that's good.
Must have been a good one.
So it's okay.
If you're bringing bottles back, you don't want it to be memorable.
No. That's why I was like, I don't want to. I'm like, I want it simple and easy is all I'm thinking.
Yeah, actually, we were able to drop them off there, go bring our trash back, and then go back and pick them up, too. So
yeah, maybe we could.
I was going to say, I like doing that myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit there and wait and count them all.
Yeah, no. Because I normally go to Hardwick. That's a little far away just to drive.
6 cents on Sundays.
Sundays, yep.
The next town above Lowell, Westfield.
Troy, Westfield. Troy.
Everyone's first, yeah.
Yeah.
The little store on the left, he does bottles.
Oh, did not know that.
Drop them off, come back in town.
Okay. I didn't know
he's
that.
A local.
I normally
Paul,
go.
Paul is his name.
Okay. I'll believe wherever. I don't care. Like I said, I normally end up going to Hardwick because I'm thinking about it on Sunday. I'm like, oh yeah, I should go do that. Because Sunday's normally my one day off. So, but we can definitely, once the manager gets up here and he gets a feel of everything, we can definitely talk to him about doing some stuff up at the beach. I just want him to get up here, see the area, like, see the lake, and get his feet underneath him before I'm like, hey, what do you think about this type of situation? But I'm also, because we had also talked about, like, doing, like, a cornhole event or something.
Oh, yeah, that would be such a hot ticket, too. I know that would be
a hot
ticket.
Well, we're coming into summer, so, like,
oh, I know.
We could totally, because, like, technically, the town owns that field next to the school.
Right.
So we wouldn't even need to use the school. Well, yes, we
would park in it, but.
Yeah.
But seeing people out there, too, with all the cars going by, they're going to be like, oh, you know, that would probably be not a one-time thing.
Yeah.
They're going to, you know, see a bunch of people.
Well, that's what I mean, is, like, if we can get something going where.
I know. I don't mind asking Dan, but I think the Belvedere Community Club hires for whatever price. I'm sure it's not very much, but I can see if I can get some names and numbers. But when they put on their old home day, they hire this couple from Franklin County who brings a bunch of cornhole boards.
Okay.
And runs the whole thing.
Yeah, if we can figure out how much it costs to do that, and we hope we could probably figure that out and figure out how much per team.
Right.
To at least pay that back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then we could set up like concessions with drinks and snacks and chips and candy bars. And
it can be quite a lot to organize an event like that if you're not experienced with it. And not like, I really don't want to overcommit Dan and I because we're supposed to be having a crazy busy summer. So
I was going to say, I can't really commit to anything until summertime because right now once next week starts, I'm pretty much booked until the first week in June, because my softball games are 3 days a week starting in May.
We're going to have basketball stuff, and I mean, it's just the way it goes. So.
Why I was thinking putting the box somewhere, and then one of us maybe once a week goes and...
I love the idea of a cornhole tournament, though. Just for our community.
I do love the idea of it, but, like, I just don't know, like...
Right, but if I... I'll see how much they are.
They are, yeah.
And we'll see what happens. Because I can maybe commit to going to an event and, like, help out there. But to organize, schedule, do all those things...
Well, and I have the stuff to create brackets and stuff because I help with the Mac Pratt tournament. So, like, that, like, I can do that. Like, I have this, like, the, it all would depend on how many teams we have because that, the bracket I have for Mac Pratt tournament is a bigger bracket. But I can break it down to smaller.
So, everybody listening knows that we might need help organizing the cornhole tournament. Feel free to submit us an email, show up in person, send a pigeon, send us the info.
Anyone willing to join the committee, also send an email to
I've been asking.
The clerk, town clerk's office.
Nobody's in line.
No one's jumping.
Send an email to the town clerk's office so we can get that to the select board. But yeah, so I think I'll talk to Melissa on Monday about getting a box up here and maybe we can talk to Holly and them and see if they think that there's going to be cornhole.
I'll ask them.
Horseshoes or whatever that thing is back there. I think it's horseshoes. I don't actually know. Something where there's a bunch of people back there. And because maybe we could tuck it, like, back in the trees so, like, it wouldn't stand out as much. Mm-hmm. Like, in the back corner. Where people could still see it, but, like, it was just not in everyone's way of their parking every which way type of situation.
Yep.
But, and then we'll see about, you'll get information on the cornhole stuff, and...
Oh, yeah, let me put that in here.
We could use, like you were saying, the field right beside.
Yes.
And that would be something we could use for that event. Is something like that?
I don't know. I would probably check with... have to check with the town. Just because we have found some liability issues.
Yep.
Oh, wait, I want to hear this. Okay.
So I just think it would depend on what the insurance company would cover. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they'll cover.
What for what?
For the field next to the school.
Do like a dance or something there.
Or the cornhole tournament.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think the cornhole will be fine because it's not like a dance or anything. Like, I think the dance normally, like, when I was looking at stuff, dance puts it in like a different bracket, which I find is weird, but... But I
can call it a musical community gathering.
Well, it must just be the time frame, right? Because cornhole could have music.
Yeah.
Cornhole could have beer.
I think it's more... I think it's more like it's the nighttime.
Right, right. So if we have a day drinking party, we got plenty of people that are going to be, okay, good, 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 and cut their parties and mingle out somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what's going to happen at cornhole, probably.
Right. So, yeah. What's wrong with a day? You got to know that there may be alcohol, but, you know, something Saturday from 1 to 6.
Yeah.
Something like that, done. And then go wherever, go do whatever.
Do whatever, yeah. We'll just have, I can ask Melissa, like I said, we need to check with the insurance.
Makes sense. Yeah. Just make sure everything's covered.
Covered, definitely. Because... The town doesn't need any more issues that we're having.
Sometimes you ask for permission instead of forgiveness.
Yes.
And that one, right now, we would ask permission before forgiveness right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then it also would depend on how much, too, because we don't want to drain our whole budget on a...
benefit thing. Maybe gonna work out.
Yeah. And I think next year we should definitely try to get, because of course I won't have my softball stuff in the winter time, so maybe we could definitely try to get like the concessions with the drinks and the chips and the packaged goods at the home games on Saturdays.
We'd love to get that little concession stand set up over there.
Mm-hmm.
It has the window and everything. I don't know what we'd have to do. I mean, we've got chainsaws, but technically we don't own those trees. The school does, so. But, I mean, Dylan's pretty chill. I mean, whenever I touch base with him about it, I'll mention it to him to see if we can open that up.
Well, and just, like, the T-ball games, if someone's available, like, I can't commit myself with my softball schedule, but that's why I said next basketball season, that soccer season, I will have more time.
Whereas, well, we're also hoping that there'll be some fresh blood in here at one point in time, too. Like, we're not going to be having high schoolers. I'm not opposed to doing that, but I'm thinking that people might want to be involved. Yes. So.
And we can hopefully get more people participating. Right. And even if we can get the parent, like, say they can't join the committee, but the parents can help participate by bringing stuff for the concession stand. Say, oh, we're going to bring a box of chips or a thing of Gatorade or a thing of water and stuff like that.
That's a perfect idea, too. If we get the field up and ready, then can't we, if the insurance will cover it, do a together baseball party?
Well,
our community, you know, people come together to benefit the sports committee and play and have a few beers, you know, that's okay. Who cares? But it's all
I think on the school property. I don't know.
No, the baseball field.
That's still school property.
I know. I was following you.
Well, but and that's the other thing is I think the alcohol is going to be the big piece.
Yep.
I think we might just have to
I think we'll have to have
a sign that says no alcohol, and if people bring their alcohol, we can't stop them.
Dan is second constable. He is going to have to stop them.
Yes. That's his own problem. But
you are not invited.
If people are smart enough, they won't have it in a...
Right, you put it in a koozie.
They put it in a cup. Like, you know you're not supposed to have it. You hide it.
Right. He can run around and say, hey, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
That's all he has to say. I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Because I think it will cover us if we have signs that say...
No alcohol beyond this point.
Yeah. It's just kind of like for the beach. There's no alcohol behind it. Beyond this point.
Right. Yep.
So I think we just like put it like where the boards are, mm-hmm. just say no alcohol beyond this point. And
I'm gonna put that in here.
Because I really just think the alcohol piece is gonna be a liability piece for the town. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know how that would work out. But I'll ask Melissa. Because obviously, with the beach, there's some liability. So I don't know how much we can have.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Me? Second. All in favor?
Aye.